You are listening to episode 135 of the Walking Leader Podcast. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode 135. I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army veteran, author of the Walking Leader book series, and your host. In this episode, I continue with part six of the Learning Those Soft Skills podcast series. This is the sixth of a 12-part series on soft skills. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the soft skill of critical observation. As mentioned in the article, Soft Skills to Help Your Career Hit the Big Time on the Monster.com website, it talks about critical observation and mentions it as specifically as one of those key soft skills, the critical observation. And why do you need it? They say data doesn't mean much if you don't know how to interpret it. Is there a pattern emergency? What else should you be looking for? Being a critical observer can help make you a better worker all around. And they ask why employers look for it? Well, it's simple, because companies need critical thinkers, people who bring a fresh perspective and offer intuitive solutions and ideas to help the company get a leg up on the competition or improve internal processes. And how do you gain this? Well, to be a critical observer, you need to be able to analyze information as it and put it to use. One tactic is to try to identify patterns of behavior at work. For example, does your boss actually read the weekly sales report? What was her reaction to bad news in the staff meeting? What's the best time of the day to approach the manager with a question? And by observing how people respond to the constant flow of information, you can better understand the critical aspects of improving business operations. Okay, so let's put this all together here. Let's look at this from we talked about critical thinking. We need that. That's essential. Okay? But now, and we also talked about problem solving. But critical observation, well, what does that do? Well, it allows us to kind of step back and look at the big picture. And that's really where it's at, is looking at the big picture. And if you're one of those that you can look at the big picture and you can spot trends, you can spot issues coming, a wave rising, a storm over the horizon. If you're one of those that can actually see the storm approaching while it's still beyond the horizon, no one else can see it. And again, this is hypothetical storms. No one else can see it. Then you can start planning. You can start preparing. And especially if you've noticed a pattern that every time, say in the springtime, in the springtime, hay fever, allergies, it's brutal for everybody. But if you start anticipating that in February, and as it starts rotating February, March, April, May, then you can start getting ahead of it. And you start seeing, okay, well, we're going to have a certain number of people out. We know so-and-so is very susceptible to allergies, pollen or mold or whatever is in the air at that time. You can start planning ahead. You can start preparing for that. Start figuring out what you can do in the workplace, and then you go from there. Now, if you've got people that can also spot trends, say on purchases, on sales, on returns, and they start seeing what's going on and what time of year this is happening. So it's not just the boss and how they're behaving or people are behaving internally. It's also how internally and externally it's being employed. Are we having great sales when the bosses are in good mood? You see what I'm talking about? You start putting the internal versus the external, or you put the internal and the internal and the external together, and you start spotting a trend. And it's kind of like you can almost foretell. You can almost be a fortune teller. You can almost look into the future and spot and kind of identify, hey, get ready, this is coming. Now, it might make you look like a genius. It might not if you're wrong. But for the most part, if you've been with the organization for an extended period of time, you start seeing those patterns. You start seeing those things. If your organization is one of those that like 80%, 75 to 80% of the business is done in the holidays, then you know you need to start preparing for the other 20%, which is the other 10 months out of the year. And how do you start changing those numbers? How do you start decreasing, or how do you start increasing? So again, forecasting, planning, adjusting, making those announcements, knowing when to make the announcements. Look at Apple. They do their announcements after the holidays, not pre-holiday, after the holiday, because they also want us, because they know they're going to sell their products during the holidays. It's during those lean times that they're preparing for, they're planning for, they're moving on, and they're making things happen. So think about that. See how they use their critical observation skills. And then you, in your organization, you as an employee, as a manager, as a leader, as any kind of stakeholder in the organization, you use your critical observation skills. Start off small. Don't go big. Don't go big time, because that is the great way, especially if you're an up-and-comer, that's the way to stay back down in the lower rungs. Start off small. Work your way up. Prove yourself first to yourself. And what I mean by that is set up some observations. Look at what's going on. See what's going on. And then you know what to do. And as you start doing that more and more, people are going to start recognizing that, hey, wait a minute. You're right. You're right on that one. You called that one, didn't you? And so on and so on. Then they're going to start seeing, hey, this individual's up to something. This individual's got something. This individual can see over the horizon. And being able to see over the horizon is definitely what critical observation is. Because again, if you can see over the horizon, that means you're looking at a bigger picture than everybody else's. And being able to do that is much more marketable in any organization. With time, though, that's the thing. You can develop the critical observation in one organization, but when you move to another one, you have that ability, but you can't until you've settled into that organization, and then you start following and recognizing their pattern of behavior, their pattern of work, their pattern of processes, and when to initiate and when to launch processes. And then you start being reactive to that pattern, and then you start being proactive to that pattern, and you being predictive to that pattern. Now you've got something. Now you're able to deliver on something. Now you're able to make something at the new organization. So critical observation, while yes, it is a soft skill, it's a huge soft skill, but it's one of those that's going to be made and refined over time. You can't just walk into an organization and say, oh, well, I've got this. No, you don't got this. You don't have it. You have to realize that sometimes making it happen is going to take that time, because everyone is unique. Every organization is unique. And it's going to take time for you to assimilate and to start seeing things in a bigger picture, how they do business, how the new organization you're now with does business. So I was in an organization for 17 years, and I saw the patterns down near the end. I could almost like just call them out. But then I moved over to a new organization, and it took a while. And I was with that organization for about 5 years, going on 6 years before it was shut down, before they closed the doors. But it didn't take much time. It took me about 90 days, because it was a smaller organization. It was able to turn more on a dime. It was able to deliver faster than, say, the larger organization that I was with for 17 years. So you see, it just depends on where you are, who you are, and what you're doing within an organization. But allowing yourself the time to get used to that organization and how they do business and how their processes work and who the competition is. And then, and only then, can you truly start understanding what's going on, and then you can start improving on business operations with you up at the very front, leading them, showing them the way, because again, you're looking at the big picture. So that's my take on the soft skill of critical observation. You definitely need it. You need to interpret what you see, collect all the data. It's not just black and white. It's not just on a spreadsheet. It's not just on an email. It's all around you. It's all around you. So collect all the data, use all your senses, collect all the data, and then look at it, manipulate it, change it around, decide on what to do with that data, and then act on it. And then you've got it. Remember, start off small. Don't get crazy. Just start off small. Don't go huge. And then they'll start to recognize you. Hey, you've got something. And my friends, when they recognize that you've got just that little extra something, that's a very good thing. Not just for the organization, not just for the department, but for you to be upwardly mobile. Folks, my name is David Guerra, and you've been listening to episode 135, part 6 of the Learning Those Soft Skills series. I do invite you to email me, David Guerra. Follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, the @ and Dave Guerra, all one word. Or follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. That's all one word, The David Guerra. And I look forward to hearing from you. Hey, listen, if you're listening to this on the website, great. Thank you for stopping by. You know you can subscribe on iTunes. And that's down below here if you're listening on the website. I'm also on Stitcher. And recently, I'm also available on Spotify. Just recently got added there. So, again, check us out there. So you've got plenty of resources to listen to the podcast. I do thank you for sticking around. Let me know what you think. Definitely want to hear from you. And in the meantime, I thank you for listening to episode 135, Learning Those Soft Skills, the Soft Skill of Critical Observation. And join me next week as I talk about conflict resolution as a soft skill. Until then, thanks a lot. Take care. We'll talk to you very soon.